What's up, West Lib? This is Matt. You listen to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today in the studio, I have a very special guest by the name of Ian Phillips, Senior Ian Phillips. Ian, how are we doing today?
Good, Matt. How are you doing?
You know, happy to be here, brother.
There you go. We just had that last class together. Now we're cranking out a little interview on the WGLZ, so I'm happy to do it for
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, man. I know you were in my seat at one point, and now you're on the other side. So let's get to it. I heard you have a pretty interesting college career. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, no, for sure. College career actually started in high school. I started taking college credit classes at Steubenville High School, which partnered with EGCC. So I actually graduated high school with my associate's degree from a community college, which was a big kickstart to me being able to hop right in, and taking out those gen eds was really nice. I was supposed to go to Wheeling Jesuit actually to play football there, but with their financial problem, I ended up pulling out of my commitment to play football there, and I ended up switching to go to Washington and Jefferson University, or college, excuse me, little school up in Washington, PA. Played some football up there, was a major in business. COVID kind of happened, and a few classes such as like accounting was the big one, but made me think, you know, is business really it? I want to make my money, but I don't think I like it this way, and I didn't enjoy what I was doing, so I was like, what can I do? And, you know, my dad being the guy he is, Bill Phillips, and my mom, who also was on, worked in TV, so, you know, maybe want to give broadcasting a try, and West Lib has a great program here, where I came this way, and now I'm here, and took a couple classes, semesters, here we are. I'm supposed to be graduating in the fall, and it's been a heck of a ride, to say the least. So, yeah, that's a little bit about the college career.
Okay, so you mentioned you played sports and stuff whenever you were at W&J. How do I word this? Do you wish you were to continue your career here, or is this something you felt like you needed to just stop and go more towards school?
That's a double sword for me, Matt, of a question. It's a great question. Not playing and continuing my career here has allowed me to have opportunities off of campus that I would never pass up. For example, working at WTV9 early, still in my college career. But also, I have a younger sister, Isabella. She is the best. She makes my day, and I ended up having the opportunity over the past couple of years since I was at West Lib but not playing football. I ended up getting to coach her soccer team, and this past fall we actually won the district soccer championship in Ohio for our district, which first one in Steubenville High School history for the girls team, and I was a part of that, and to share that experience with my sister in her senior year really touched me, and definitely I'm a family man. Family man. So not having football and be able to focus a little bit more on family definitely was a big thing. But also I sit here and I watch our football team play and a couple of the kickers and stuff, and I think I easily could – not easily. A lot of work and hard work and effort would be put into it, but I think I could definitely kick here as I have in the past, and think my talent still is there, and definitely – have considered it multiple times from the time I first transferred, and then COVID happened. It was still weird to this past spring. They had spring ball, was still feeling it out, got asked to do a tryout, and a little bit of that. But the thing is, you have to realize when you're done with sports, and it is one of the hardest things to do as an athlete, and that's why I think I'm coaching kind of doing the sports broadcasting and stuff like that. It's hard to walk away. Now I can still go out and kick a football, but it's not for a team right now, and it sucks, but at the end of the day, it's allowed me to do a lot of other things that I would not trade the world for.
Absolutely, man. What do you think helped mold your coaching career? Is there a certain person, or do you think everything you played in the past kind of helped you?
My dad's always been a coach of me, of mine, going back to, heck, eight years old, playing youth soccer out at JKYC in Steubenville, the Raiders, he would say. And he'd give me the two rules, and we just talked about them in one class. But have fun and try your best, man, in anything you do in life, and in sports, and school, and just in general. If you follow those two rules, you'd be so successful and happy with life, and be the person you want to be, and make people have a smile on their face. So I think because of how well he coached me, and I saw the impact he had on others, it allowed me to really kind of maybe follow in his footsteps. But also, I wanted to make a name for myself, not be Bill Phillips' son or Marlon Phillips, Marlon Macedonia. And the thing is, me coaching, it's like, yeah, my dad coached, but now I've done it with the high school teams. My dad also coached me in high school, where it's like I've seen the impact he's had on me as an athlete, as a student, as a son, where I think I can make the same impact for others. And I think that's why the coaching brings me in to the fact of like, man, I'm helping other people. That's a real pleaser. And to kind of follow in his footsteps of the have fun, try your best is definitely a thing that I'll always take with me throughout life. And I think that's a big key to other athletes and just people in general. If you can follow those two rules, you'll be fine. And the third rule, don't talk when the coach is talking, which I couldn't follow as his son. I might have had a few extra laughs, but.
As a coach's son as well, it warms my heart that someone shares that thought of I'm going to be more for their well-being than I am winning. I'm trying to make them into gentlemen and women before I make them into athletes, which I love that, man. So you said you're a soccer coach. You were a soccer player as well. Mm-hmm. How did you make the transition from soccer to football? Obviously, as a kicker, it's probably a little easier, but...
A little bit easier. Basically, what happened was I've been all over the place, Matt. I started out at Steubenville Catholic Central. I was at Buena Vista, which is public school for Big Red for elementary. Then I went back to Central. I've been bouncing around school since I've started attending classes. But basically, what happened was I went from Steubenville Catholic Central's Bishop John King Muzio Elementary School. Like fourth grade, I was like, oh, I want to go back. So my parents made a deal with me. If you get all A's, you know, you can go back. And so I went back to Harding Middle School in seventh grade, and Coach Reno, God love him, he was my grandfather's best friend. My dad was cutting the grass one day, and we lived kind of close, and he goes, hey, he is still kicking a soccer ball around? And Dad goes, yeah. He goes, let's have him kick a football. So seventh grade, I walk onto the Harding Stadium, where I've set a couple records now and won a few games, been a part of great teams and brotherhoods that I'll cherish forever. And seventh grade started it. Eighth grade kind of started feeling out. Freshman, sophomore year, I was freshman kicker, reserve kicker. Still knew I could do it. And then junior, senior year really, you know, confirmed, like, oh, man, I can do this. And the transition, though, wasn't as hard as a lot of people think. You know, oh, you're a soccer player. You're an outsider. I got along with all those guys. And you had to learn a little bit different way to kick a football compared to a soccer ball. But at the end of the day, if you drill it in your head and focus on those things that you need to do to be the best you can be as a kicker and as an athlete, you can do anything. So the transition after I'd say seventh or eighth grade was a harder transition. I was still learning. Except ninth, tenth grade, I was still like, eh. Junior, I went to a camp. That changed everything. And then here we are today where I'm talking to you, and I've got a state championship, a few records in high school, played college ball, beat out a senior and junior at W&J, and I've had a good career. But
Were you content with your role as kind of the special teams captain out there every time? Or did you want to be on offense, defense? Did you want a bigger role, or were you okay with being the kicker?
My big role was putting ball through the uprights. And the thing was, at Big Red, we scored touchdowns. And that line goes back to my to Coach Reno talking to my grandma about asking him, why isn't you not coach kicking field goals? Well, you know, we score touchdowns. I mean, heck, I kicked 66 PATs when we won states my junior year. I had 69 points in the season with one field goal. I mean, but 66 PATs is a lot of attempts, and that's a lot of touchdowns scored, a lot of points on the board. And the thing is with special teams coordinator, not coordinator, captain, I guess you could say, would be, you know, kickoffs. I didn't have the leg to put the ball in the back fence. I'll admit that. I take, you know, but the thing I took pride in was we'd do a sky kick to the 20-yard line. We'd have our coverage team run down and light your guy up.
Yep.
And the thing was, that was awesome. You get Harding Stadium on Friday night packed, and you have someone get lit up on a kickoff, and that was your kick. Doesn't beat that feeling. So I took pride in it. Now, granted, do I watch? Oh, I could wear the arm sleeve and leg sleeve, and I could go catch football. But here's the thing, Matt. I don't like getting hit. I've gotten hit like a few times. Not for me. So I'd say I was content.
Right on, man. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on WGLZ. We'll be right back.
This is your sign to stop flipping through the stations. Crank up the dial. You are listening to WGLZ, West Liberties College Radio.
What's up, Wesley? We're back here on WGLZ. I'm still in the studio with Ian Phillips, and we were just talking about his early college career and his football career and that. So this is more of a college-oriented question. Do you have any advice for a new coming student to a campus or a freshman or someone transferring schools?
The advice I'd give would be come in with an open mind. don't come in close-minded and expect certain things. Definitely, a lot of things can change in the years. A lot of students, friends, and everything. So come in and be the person you want to be. Don't set a standard for yourself. When I came in, I was a little not intimidated. I mean, heck, I can talk to anybody. But the thing was, transferring schools and being the new kid in the program. That was a little different. But the thing was, after you kind of feel around for how people are and stuff, you just got to talk to people. Everyone's here for the same reason, Matt. Everyone's here to get that degree and go on and do whatever they want to do after it. And so if you can be the person you are and show your true colors, whether that be, you know, you like certain music or a certain sports team or something like that, I think the key is to be yourself. And I'll take that to the bank any day of the week. Be yourself and not just in school and life. You can find a lot of different doors opened and a lot of other people to become friends with or connect with. And that helps you down the road in life and school. So if you can just be yourself when you transfer or even right now, it'll make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. I know the feeling. I was a new kid in the broadcast program, and I wasn't a freshman. You know, I was a third-year student or fourth year, actually. So I came in last year. And I was nervous, didn't know anybody, was kind of thinking that everyone else knew what they were doing, and I was just like, you know, there. So, yeah, that's great advice, man. So let's talk about WTOV9. You have been working there for how long?
I freelanced for them to be a Red Hat, which basically controls the, you know, hey, we're taking a commercial break.
Okay.
I did that last fall. So what would that have been? 2020.
Yeah.
It was the first semester I was here, and I was freelancing games at the station then. In this past August is when I started my part-time job there, where I'm a master control operator, camera operator, and now directing newscasts, as I've learned that trade as well. And it's been fun. It's definitely opened up my eyes compared to just being honed in at Westlip. I've seen it at the professional side and college side. I've learned definitely both different ways to do things, and I think that helps me. It makes me a Swiss Army knife, a little versatile, I guess you could say, where down the road that could pay off.
Yeah. Who introduced you to that job? What, did you go out and get it, or did a professor bring it up to you? Or?
No one from campus. I mean, my dad being in the news world and working there, it was kind of like a, hey, and we need a Red Hat guy, and okay. I started freelancing, and then it kind of happened where it was like, oh, hey, I'm interested in doing this. Do you guys have any positions open? And I had to apply. I had to go through it just like anybody else. It wasn't this job, this none of the anything I've done at TOV9 has not been given to me on a platter. I don't want anyone to think that. I had to apply just like everyone else. Had to do the drug test just like everybody else. I had to train. I had to do everything else that any other person would have to do, no matter the situation. And also, I work in a different department than my dad, so there's no pool or anything there. I don't want anyone to think of that as something that, you know, I did everything else that you'd have to do, or anyone else in the union would have to do, where it's like, yeah, I'd apply and do everything else. And so, but I know our teachers definitely take care of showing internships and trying to get you out there between TOV9, TRF, and if you're a different major, probably elsewhere. But yeah.
So you dabbled a little bit with, obviously, we just talked about TOV9, and you were in this radio station, had your own show and stuff. Which one do you prefer?
Sorry for the long pause.
Take your time. I get it.
Television is something that is more routine, I guess, or regimented, or whatever the proper term is. It's where it's like, okay, you're going to have your sports, you're going to have your, and there's more of a pathway, I guess you could say, where I'm going to cover the Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, and I'm going to cover all the high school sports. Now, granted, it's all different news every day for sports,
yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at with sports mind and television. Now, with radio, man, you can say anything. Well, not anything. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you got your rules and regulations. But even you take radio to podcasting or anything like that, it's like you have more of a creative side. Sometimes I like that. Sometimes I don't. So to answer your question, I think I'm more of a middleman. It depends on what I'm doing. I'd say the podcasting or the radio side, I liked more because I could be more creative exactly how I wanted to do things. Television, I got to cover things I would want to do, but in a pathway that was already made by prior experiences and knowledge.
Okay. Where do you see yourself after graduation?
In the area, for sure. In Steubenville, at least, to say the least. Probably at TUOV9 as a full-time employee. But there's a lot of – right now, I've talked with my family and stuff. There's a few options on my plate, a lot on my plate, I guess you could say. But they're all good options. And to have good options while still being in school and not even graduated yet, but have these options on my plate are great to have and to be considering and thinking about and prosing and conning. Pros and cons, excuse me. And the thing is, wherever I'll end up, I know I'm going to be happy. I know I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to have fun and try my best, and that's all I can do. So right now I'd say I'd start out at Steubenville, and wherever that path takes me after, whether it be teaching, coaching, broadcasting, wherever it be, just now I'll be having fun and trying my best.
Wherever you go, man, they're going to be lucky to have you, I'll tell you that. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. I have one more question for you. If there's one thing you could change about your college experience, what would it be?
Out of my whole college experience from WJ to now Westlib, I'd say definitely be more involved at Westlib. I was a commuter student and just kind of focused on my classes and stuff. I wasn't really involved in campus as much as I probably would have liked to be as I was at WJ. So if anything, I could say would maybe be the college experience of getting out more on this great campus we have here and seeing where that could have taken me, you know, maybe new friends, new activities to do. So I guess that would be my thing I would have liked to change, or maybe the football thing, but more so just getting out. A little bit more instead of being home to work, school, come down here, drive back, forth, repeat. So I guess that would be my thing, is definitely getting out more on the West Liberty campus.
I like it, man. Well, once again, I appreciate it so much for you coming in and
yes, sir.
Giving me this awesome interview. And all right, we were just in the studio with Ian Phillips here on WGLZ. We're college radio, and we're passionately vocal. Let's get back to music.